Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cave Hill Campus present Today in Bajan History.
Hello, I am Shavir Cummins, history graduate from the Department of History and Philosophy at the University of the West Indies, Cave Hill Campus. Codfish has been consumed by Barbadians for over two centuries. Today, it is the main ingredient of fish cakes. However, on this day, May 6, 1922, the Barbados Agricultural Reporter published an article entitled "Government Offers Rotten Fish for Sale." The paper informed its readers that notices were placed in the official gazette that they would be set up for sale by the order of the Comptroller of Customs, Mr. S.T. Harrison, 14 barrels of codfish. However, an unforeseen occurrence would bring this sale to an abrupt halt. In fact, the sale had come to a halt due to unsolicited and unexpected information which had surfaced by an anonymous source. The sale was due to commence at noon. However, some hours before this time, certain information was communicated to the parochial health authorities, which led to a special inspection of the fish. The result was that the awful condition of the fish further led to the obtaining of a scientific and final opinion of the island's professor of chemistry, Professor de Albuquerque. According to the Agricultural Reporter, the professor examined the fish scientifically and determined that the fish was unfit for human consumption and needed to be destroyed immediately. Indeed, the paper observed that when the fish was exposed, its foul stench permeated the air for half a mile around. The incident gave rise for tighter scrutiny and constant examination of foodstuffs imported into Barbados to be sold and distributed. The incident bolstered the already widespread notion and belief that for many years Barbados was a dumping ground for certain foodstuffs of a nature and quality inferior and harmful to the public health. The paper observed that it was also a general assumption of the locals that foodstuff unfit for human consumption at the original port of shipment and refused admission into the French colony of Martinique, for instance, have been brought to Barbados, landed here, sold, distributed, and consumed to the serious detriment, of course, to the consumer. And who were the consumers? The lowest and poorest classes in the Barbadian community. Those whose poverty drove them to buy any sort of foodstuff that was cheap. The paper noted that the poor having access to these types of goods wasn't because there weren't laws, rules, or regulations preventing such. On the contrary, it was because there wasn't a lack of loopholes by which unscrupulous traders could dodge and escape the reaches of the net of the law. Thus, on this day, May 6, 1922, the issue of rotten codfish reached the headlines of the Agricultural Reporter, and government officials bore the brunt of the blame for this serious occurrence.
Today in Bajan History, with Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cave Hill Campus.